MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, June 21, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures near 70, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:30 p.m. Marblehead voters rejected a tax override ballot question yesterday. The Daily Item is reporting today that the town will now be forced to use a reduced services budget for fiscal year 24 that will result in some job cuts and service reductions. In other election news, the town select board will have a new member. Brett Murray topped incumbent Jackie Belfbecker. Other select board members were reelected. The Daily Item is also reporting today that the Saugus Board of Selectmen is reviewing the special town meeting warrant article. Apparently, the school committee may be seeking to place articles on the warrant to access funds from the Student Support Reserve Fund. There will be other articles on next week's warrant as well. A tax relief bill moving through the Massachusetts Senate would provide property tax relief to seniors. Christian Wade reports in today's Salem News that the amendment was co-sponsored by Gloucester Senator Bruce Tarr, who said the bill would help more seniors afford to live in their hometowns and recognize their valuable contributions to the community. The Sundays in Patton Park in Hamilton's summer concert series will continue this weekend. The free outdoor concert this Sunday will feature the Ken Clark Organ Trio. This is original music in funk, soul, rock, and jazz. The concert begins at 5 p.m. Finally, today we have a link on our North Shore Today post to a Salem News story featuring new Salem Mayor Dominic Pangelo, written by Dustin Luca. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Twins last night 10-4. The series continues tonight in Minnesota, then wraps up Thursday afternoon. The St. John's Prep lacrosse team won their third straight Division I state title on Sunday. The 16-14 win over BC High in Burlington over the weekend was tough and dramatic. This is Prep coach John Pinchon on what it means for a three-peat.
Affirmation that some of the stuff that we're doing culturally and practice-wise is paying off. Really proud of the guys, seeing guys like Matt Morrow, Chris Esposito, Rowan Mondello, who came to St. John's, not really, I don't think they fashioned themselves as lacrosse players. You know, a kid like Jimmy Ayers, he was destined to be a lacrosse all-star, from a young age. And I think Matt and some of those other guys like Rowan and Chris, they played lacrosse, but it wasn't their thing, I think. And I could be wrong, but my impression was that they were into other stuff. Chris played hockey. I think Rowan played hockey, Matt played football, and just to have them around as sophomores and you know, see them really embrace what we were doing and get after it and have fun with it. And then last year's juniors, they stepped up and they contributed pretty big to our success last year. And then to come out, you know, end their senior year, three state championships, really proud of those guys. And it goes for the whole senior class. I think they have been with us for all three of them. So, and they didn't have a season freshman year. So essentially they they won their last game 3 years in a row, which is pretty special. So
the game was to be played on Saturday, but weather pushed the game to Sunday.
It went well. I mean, I guess, you know, with the game being postponed, we got together and had an extra day of practice on Saturday, which was fun. It was actually raining out pretty bad, so we played floor hockey and did handball. Just did a bunch of really, honestly, non-lacrosse stuff to keep the guys loose. And then Sunday turned out to be a beautiful afternoon. I thought Burlington was a great host and a great site. It was, you know, really nice environment and atmosphere. And then the game was just outstanding.
St. John's Prep lacrosse coach John Pinchon. The Agganis games will open up on Sunday. We do have details on our website of the game schedules, and we'll have more on the Agganis week just ahead here on our website this week here at msonewsports.com. That is sports along with Rick Moore. Have a great Wednesday, everybody, and thank you for joining us right here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.